Freshers Week can be a daunting time for most students, but don't worry because URN is here to help.
Here's our guide to sport!
Over the last few years, sport at the University of Nottingham has gone from strength to strength. The completion last year of the new £40 million David Ross Sports Village has helped to entrench the university as one of the best in the country for sport.
With some of the best sport facilities in the country now at our disposal, and with over 70 sports clubs, we can expect great things from university sport over this coming year.
There is a diverse range of sports on offer here at the University of Nottingham, with plenty to choose from and plenty of ways to get involved.
For the more conventional sports person, there are all the classics, such as four different men's football teams, three women's football teams, four men's rugby teams, two women's rugby teams, and both men and women's basketball teams.
However, one of the best things about sport at UON is that we also offer more unconventional sports. Fancy trying your hand at gliding? How about mountaineering or futsal? For the fighters amongst you, there are various martial arts groups with a range of abilities, from complete beginners to black belts.
Head to the David Ross Sports Village during Welcome Week for more information, as well as dates and details for some free trials. Over 100 university teams compete in the British University and Colleges Sport League, known as Bucks League and Cup. This is a league consisting of 146 institutions up and down Great Britain, and historically, the University of Nottingham has always performed well. And last year, narrowly missed on finishing third, despite holding the position for most of the year.
With a full year of teams being able to make the most of the new sports village, there is a strong sense of optimism amongst the sports teams that this year, the University of Nottingham will be able to break into the top three and hopefully give Loughborough a real challenger for the top spot.
For many of the university clubs, the year culminates in the Varsity Series against Nottingham Trent University. It's highly competitive and a gruelling fortnight of sport that often means everything for the teams involved. And UniOv have currently won the series 6 years in a row.
But if that all sounds a little bit too serious for you, there are IMS leagues that run on Wednesdays and also over the weekends that include 10 different sports such as football, netball and hockey, played at a less serious level. Anyone can enter this league, whether it's your new hall friends, course mates or simply creating, managing and playing for your own team. The IMS leagues are accessible for anyone of any ability. If you just want to play with your mates and not take it too seriously, then the IMS leagues are perfect for you.
Hi, I'm Charlie Swan and I'm the president of the University of Nottingham Handball Club.
How did you get involved with handball?
Handball was something that I tried at secondary school and wanted to get into. I'd seen it at the Olympics before I came to university and thought it's a fast-paced sport, a bit of contact, and it's something that I could really enjoy. And then when I came to the university, I found that they had that society and just went straight for it.
And how did you come about your position as president of the society? Was it difficult?
It was quite competitive, but I feel I've been here for... This was now my fourth year as a member of the club. I was a social secretary in second year, so I'd already had committee experience. I'd then taken a year out in third year just as a playing member to see, let the others carry the club and see how it was. And then in fourth year, I felt that running for president would help me benefit the club and just benefit myself, as it's a very enjoyable experience.
Have you ever found it hard to balance commitment to the club as well as commitment to your studies?
I think that's one of those things that, because with handball we're very much, because we're not a books club, but we are still very competitive, it works quite well, because in previous years when we've had only 3-4 tournaments a year, it's meant that you can easily balance it with your studies. The committee have always been very lenient on whether you need to. If you can't make a training session because of work, it's not whether you just don't turn up. As long as you give some notice, then they really don't mind, because they understand that we're all at university and that we all have extracurricular commitments as well. So it's quite easy to balance those should people want to become a member.
And do you have any advice for freshers who might want to try a new sport they've never tried before?
Absolutely. My best advice would just be go for it. Everyone here at the university is very friendly. It's an excellent way to make new friends and meet new people who aren't necessarily on your course. And the new facilities that the university provides are absolutely excellent and can really help push sporting students to a new level.
Like what you heard? URN has a wide range of shows on offer in news, sport, entertainment and music, and is a great opportunity for anyone to gain valuable experience in radio and journalism. Visit urn1350.net or come find us at the Welcome Fair on Monday or Tuesday, the 25th and 26th of September.